Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2. Thank you for joining us. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the top right page, and you will see us there on that platform that's available now. You'll always find us there. Go ahead and join us on Top Chat. Go to beforeitsnews.com. Same thing there. Front of the page, top left, click onto the platform which is available. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, would love to hear from you. Pro or con, be not afraid. I don't need your comments taking shots at me. Let everybody across the boards hear about how wrong I am about what I'm about to share with you. I encourage everybody, by the way, to cross-check every single thing that I'm telling you. Matter of fact, what you're going to find on the show is that what we do is we deliver them and let them say it out of their own mouths as to the information that they're giving you, especially when it comes to those that are countering the narrative thrown on you by the mainstream media. So with that said, friends, 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to let you know, too, in the face of what's going on with the Supreme Court. I know that people think that the Supreme Court is the end all. No, it is not. The law is. When you read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It is the job of a judge to discover God's moral law were premised upon something called common law, which is the Mosaic Institution. That's why when you look at the Supreme Court or Capitol buildings throughout the United States, they have Moses and the Ten Commandments above their head. Let me say this on the other side of that. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. When a judge acts outside of what they call their scope of authority, they're to referee. They're to basically point their fingers at the rules to the game, period. Nothing more, nothing less. They're not to play the activist. They're not to legislate from the bench. That's not their job. When they do that, that's called bad behavior. I know the way that you've been taught by a lot of hirelings throughout the United States of America through the mainstream media that once the Supreme Court judges are appointed, guess what? They're appointed for life. That is not true. Show me that in the U.S. Constitution. That is an untruth. Like thousands upon thousands of untruths that the American people are giving on a weekly basis by the mainstream media. They are to act in good behavior. If they act outside of that, that's called bad behavior. You are people. You are to be the responsible party in dealing with them and, again, impeaching them. When you go over to Article 2, Section 3, they are to faithfully execute the laws that are there. Not to the ones that they create, again, which comes down to nothing more than policy, which undermines the Constitution. A lot of people are freaking out right now and saying, well, the Supreme Court's not going to listen to this concerning voter fraud. Well, the fact of the matter is, to suggest that there's no voter fraud going on in this country is insane. Okay? There's no question about it. And the fact of the matter is, in educating you and empowering you, America, if the Supreme Court blatantly acts outside in an unlawful manner, the American people are to, in fact, take responsibility and have them impeached and prosecuted for their crimes. That applies to the Supreme Court as well as courts, the lower courts, okay? And you'll find that exact thing that I just said in Article 3, Section 1. President Thomas Jefferson said to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of all constitutional questions. He said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which should place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. That's exactly where this country's been for the last 7 decades in this country. Oligarchies where few rule over many. And it's exactly where the American people have put themselves. And I'll tell you why. Because the preachers were telling their congregants all over the United States of America that whatever the Supreme Court says goes. I could do a whole show on this right now, but folks, you have Sotomayor, who's an internationalist. You have Alina Kagan, she never judged a case in her life, yet she's appointed by criminal Barack Hussein Obama's criminal tenure, where he violated the Constitution, transgressed the Constitution over 1,180 times. Did you know that Alina Kagan her whole purpose at Harvard was to queerify Harvard. That was her whole objective. Keep in mind, she never judged a case a day in her life, and now she's appointed. And I'm sick and tired of seeing how the courts are split. It's 6-3 and 3-6 and 5-4 decision. Wait a second. It's the same law. This country is a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy, friends. And I'm absolutely humored by the foolishness of the people that are given a microphone to continuously spew out this unconstitutional garbage on the American people 24/7. I want you to listen carefully to what John Adams said. For those that believe, now that Joe Biden, right, or so it seems, is he's won, he's a Democrat, right? And Donald Trump, he was the Republican, right? No, friends, you need to understand, Republicans, there's no such constitutional party. You'll find not Republican Party under the Constitution. You won't find the Democrats under the provision found under the U.S. Constitution, nor will you find 98 other party affiliations. They're all unconstitutional. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by God's moral law. We are not ruled by the opinions of our favorite party. Okay. And again, we have been warned about party affiliation time and time again by the likes of John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, but the American people just don't listen. They keep getting caught up into the party spirit and they wonder why they're losing their country. Listen to a warning given by John Adams. They called him the Colossus of Independence. This is a letter to Jonathan Jackson, 2nd October 1780. It's found on page 511, volume 9 of the works of John Adams. Listen carefully, okay? There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic, which we are, into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders. Is that what's happening? Yep. And concerting measures in opposition to each other. Is that what's happening? Yep. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. Oh, Bradley, that's just not true. Say the Pledge of Allegiance. How does that go? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy. Oh, you know, as a matter of fact, I even had a kid that came to one of my programs. I've done 364 public schools across the United States in 25 different states. And I taught him what I'm teaching you right now. He went back to his school and, the teacher asked him, what form of government have we been given? And this little kid, I think he was 11 years old, 13, maybe 13 years old. He was in Michigan. He raises his hand and he said, we are a constitutional republic. And the teacher, in his ignorance, said, oh, you're one of those Republicans. That's what he said. Because he thought that we were a democracy. I've done colleges, 77 college professors in that of North Carolina that I had the opportunity to educate, asking them the form of government that we've been given. You know what they said? Every single one of them said that we are a democracy. Oh, and for those that did not know, the current administration said that we're a purified democracy. Hey, friends, I'm here to tell you, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic ruled by law, not by the opinions of our favorite unconstitutional parties. Okay? We're going to come back. We're going to hit the main topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, in heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Here we go. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, our forefathers taught us resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Let me start off with this. In learning the lessons, 3/4 of the documentation called the Declaration of Independence, and oh my goodness, friends, did you see their founding documents? It was called the Mayflower Compact. It did nothing but smack of the pulpit. In a big way, it's called the Mayflower Compact. If you want to know the government that our forefathers were raised on, check out the Mayflower Compact. But listen to this. This is our Declaration of Independence, okay? England engaged in a long train of abuses and usurpations against the colonies. There was less than 3% of the population used, the Lord did, 56 signers, and that of 13 colonies. Less than 3% of the population was used to bless what it is that we have 244 years later. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Only the Lord can do that, okay? But I want you to listen to what our forefathers threw off. Why? Because the king across the pond, King George, the tyrant, refused to obey God and govern accordingly. They refused the olive branches, a peaceful means to bring about terms. The king refused to listen to our forefathers. Okay? And in the process, what we find when we read the Declaration of Independence, we find that that king, that tyrant, he refused to assent to necessary colonial laws. If you go to Williamsburg, friends, to Jamestown or Yorktown, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, folks, I have the hat and I have the t-shirt. But when you go to Jamestown in particular, the first thing that our forefathers, they weren't called the Pilgrims, by the way. They were called the Saints. Okay, that's been revised. They were called the Saints. The first thing they established was a fortress. And when you walk, when they get off the bridge concerning where they just put the Mayflower, they walk up into the fortress. The first thing that you'll see is the church. When you look at the back walls of the church, you'll see the Ten Commandments on the left, and you'll see Acts 2:38 on the right. Okay? We were ruled in Williamsburg by ecclesiastical law. Okay? Canon law, church law, okay? God's moral law, which is still in play today. Most Americans just haven't taken the time to take the broom of dereliction of duty and to sweep it off to see it for what it really is concerning where it is that we came from. Hey, friends, I'm here to tell you, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going, okay? I've been on the radio for 17 years now, and I've yet to have anybody challenge me on our foundations. Why? Because they know I'm right. That's why. He refused to assent to agree to necessary colonial laws. He dissolved colonial legislators. He didn't want them to rule themselves. See, what they've done in America today is they've just bought off your politicians that are working for special interest groups, working against the people. That's a fact. We've had politicians on the radio with us before who could, hey, folks, the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence is foreign to these said representatives, and they act accordingly, okay? Our forefathers threw off the tyrannical rule of England because he prevented immigration to colonies, made administration colonies of colonial justice impossible by what? Controlling the judges and refusing to approve needed laws. Okay. Appointed bureaucrats to harass colonial population. Boy, oh boy, what's happening in America today? Cutting off colonial trade with the rest of the world. Taxing without representation. Hello. Denial of trial by jury. Hello. Transporting colonists for trials in England, fatiguing them into compliance. By the way, all of this forced compliance going on by governors and mayors, they're doing nothing but fatiguing you into compliance. That's exactly what they're doing. Okay? Just wait it out with them. Hey, folks, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And isn't it true, day by day, more truth is appearing on the scene, which exposes what's going on in this country in the present for what it is. And it's nothing but a fraud. Okay? That's what patience does. It's walk it out day by day. Take possession of your soul in patience, the Bible tells us. Transporting colonists for trial in England, okay, instead of over here in America. Abrogating, doing away with English common law, God's law in Canada, set an example for the same in colonies, abolishing colonial charters, taking colonists captive on the high sea, incited insurrection and Indian warfare against the colonists. By the way, what you see with Antifa, what you see with Black Lives Matters, you need to understand that provocateurs, paid provocateurs by your said government, have been thrown out onto the streets to provoke the people to domestic insurrection. They've been doing this, friends, for decades in this country. And don't you think for one moment that they're not responsible for it. You would call them the modern-day brown shirts. Adolf Hitler would send them in. He would create the problem until the people cried out for more government control. And then guess who came back in to play the problem solver? Adolf Hitler did. It's exactly what's happening. This all coming from firsthand partakers. And I, even going back to the civil rights movement, I sat and talked with the DOJ with that of Roger Wilkins. I took 3 hours with the former mayor, Andrew Young, in his high tower in Atlanta. They got it all on film. I spent time with those. They were the ones telling us back in the 60s it was our government sending in provocateurs to create the warfare. To do what? To basically try to make Martin Luther King, the civil rights leaders, to look bad. To make them look like they're a bunch of communists, okay? That's another story. That's another show. But it's what's happening here today. And they've been busted for it over and over and over again, but the American people keep giving them a pass, pretending as if this isn't really happening in the United States of America. Well, let me tell you something. 50 years ago, it may have been a conspiracy theory, but I'm here to tell you today, it's not a theory, it's a fact. Okay? And it's been a fact for 50 years. And who are the ones claiming those that are telling you the truth as conspiracy theorists other than the mainstream media who keeps getting popped and exposed for attempting to cover for those that are in fact guilty of conspiracy? We got a whole show on that one. Jeremiah 11:9. Read it when you get a moment. Conspiracies are very real. Okay? Taking colonists captive on the high sea. Our forefathers said that the king was unfit to be a ruler of a free people. Okay? This is just found in the Declaration of Independence. Okay? And I know today what we're being told is, well, you know, if by the hirelings in the pulpit that aren't appointed there, they want to be there, right? You know, wasn't it Mariah Woodworth Eder that said, you know what, those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. She's exactly right. Those that don't want to be in the pulpit, they're called of God. Oh, my goodness. Just ask Moses. He didn't want the job. Just ask Gideon. He didn't want the job. Just ask Saul. He didn't want the job. Man, those that have the call of God, remember when Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me?" In John, I believe, chapter 21. He said, "Yes." "Feed my lambs," he said. He says to Peter again, "Do you love me?" Jesus asked him. Peter said, "You know I love you. Feed my sheep." He asked him a third time. Peter was getting kind of jacked. Youth talk for getting angry, right? "Do you love me?" He said, "Yes." "Well, feed my sheep." He said, "When you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But now that you're old, another's going to gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go." Oh, don't tell me about how the forefathers were so sympathetic to the plight of a tyrant across the pond. No, just the opposite. And don't tell me about how they were a bunch of rebels to a king across the pond. No, the king was a rebel towards God, and they would not submit to that in any sense of the word. And it's exactly what's going on in this country today. Furthermore, when you look at the president of the United States of America, all the way down to the least, even those that serve in civil government today, I'm not just talking about representatives or congressmen or that of senators, or the Supreme Court justices, or executive, or legislative. Folks, it doesn't matter what branch of government or judicial, they all put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they're going to uphold the laws. Is that right? Yep, that's exactly right. Why? Because God is king. Article 6, Section 2 is the supremacy clause. This is what I want to get to, friends. Because what we have done is when you look at some guys called the Black Robe Regiment, oh my goodness, I'm feeling this. The Black Robe Regiment were the bad boys, the preachers of the day, who are the unsung heroes that stood up to keep the colonies alive concerning the tyrannical acts of the king across the pond. If it wasn't for those guys, we would not be here today. Here, let me give you a couple quotes, okay? I want you to listen to this. B.F. Morris, a historian, said in 1864, "No class of men contributed more to carry forward the war of independence and to achieve our independence than did the ministers of the gospel." That was in 1864. Today, what do you see? You see them contributing what? Submission to tyranny in the face of God. On so many different fronts. Read Isaiah 30, you'll understand. Got a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump supporters are gathering in D.C. again this weekend. The Million MAGA March and Women for America First have both acquired event permits, and organizers collectively expect over 15,000 people to show up. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell saying it's all about bringing attention to the election.
Everyone, the whole world's going to see it and go, I cannot believe this happened in our country. It's supposed to be a free country and these fair elections. I had this today. I got behind this sponsor. I've been going for 2 weeks to get the word out that it is real.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The FDA approved first COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use in the United States is expected to begin shipping on Sunday. 145 locations around the country are expected to be receiving the vaccine as early as Monday. This is USA Radio News. An assistant nursing professor at UCLA says she got the COVID-19 vaccine and experienced some side effects. Christine Choi says they showed up after the booster shot.
I had chills, nausea, fatigue, a headache the day after that vaccine. And then that evening, I started to develop a fever, and that kind of escalated overnight. I woke up the next morning with a very high fever.
A Louisiana man has paid with his life for killing his 2-year-old daughter.
56-year-old truck driver Alfred Borges was executed by lethal injection at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana on Friday. He's the 10th federal prisoner on death row to be put to death since President Donald Trump resumed federal executions earlier this year after a 17-year hiatus. Borges severely abused the child for weeks and killed her by slamming her head repeatedly against the truck's windows and dashboard in 2002. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, I wanted to give you a little information. We're going to get back on topic here. The volunteers who received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, did you see the test results? There were four volunteers, and every one of them got facial paralysis. And they're coming out and they're selling to the people that it's 95% safe. Folks, this is in the face of the doctors that are telling you the truth. Okay. I just want everybody to understand the severity of the crimes that are being committed against we the people right now. In New York, 97.5% of vaccine-related deaths and disabilities, they go unreported, just so you know, because they can't afford an attorney. And keep in mind, they've indemnified themselves against all consequences if they injure somebody, the vaccine companies, which is completely illegal in this country, for the record. There are well over 1,000 actual vaccine deaths occurring each year. How many have you heard of? Right? The vaccine is 100 times more deadly than the disease for which a person may be getting vaccinated. Oh, friends, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. But you're not getting any of this information. They don't want you to know the side effects because they feel indemnified. They feel like no matter what we do, you know what, folks? The people that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination. Simply put, Melinda Gates, wife to the incarnate devil, Bill Gates, just came out today. She tweeted, everybody needs this vaccination. Keep in mind what her husband said, Mr. Depopulation himself, Bill Gates. His daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood, for those that did not know, 60 million babies murdered, and they want you to believe that they're looking out for you. They're not qualified. By the way, again, another point I want to add to this, WHO, World Health Organization. Folks, it's been found that, first of all, he's not a doctor. He's a Leninist. He's a Marxist. And he's also, it's been suggested by others that he is connected to terror organizations, terror-type organizations. So this should come as no surprise. This is the kind of guy they need to rule the roost in face of even all of the CDC and their statistics and how they keep changing up day after day, week after week. Okay? There is no truth in them, friends. John 8:44. Okay? I just want to get that aside. I'm going to come right back to the main topic. I got Dan calling from Ohio. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. How you doing? Hey, I was on the chat, and this kind of puts us where the battle is at with the Trump supporters. I don't know if you saw some of these posts, but it says Trump is allowing the wicked to reveal themselves.
That's
and
QAnon.
They only say that, oh, yeah. This is this 3D chess. How many people have to commit suicide? How many businesses have to go bankrupt? I'm just asking some of these people to call in and present their debate to you. That's what I'm asking.
Hey, Dan, how many times I'm on 6 days a week? I haven't missed a show. I haven't had a break in months, literally. How many times have I opened the lines up to these people to confront me? They don't. But I get the emails and I get the comments. And the problem is they don't have facts. There's not two sides to facts. And that's the problem that they're having. Okay? And it really comes down to this. Where we're at today concerning all the corruption. If the president would have came in 5 years ago on the campaign trail, he promised to bring back in the rule of law, as you well know. He promised to bring up a special prosecutor concerning the Clintons. He's called out Barack Obama for treason. He's called out Joe Biden for treason, Hunter Biden for treason. I think somebody needs to remind the president that he is the commander in chief and that he is to faithfully execute the laws against such. And as a matter of fact, now that I think about it, Dan, I didn't promise to do that. He promised to drain the swamp. Yet 5 years later, not one political criminal has been prosecuted. Not one. Just the exact opposite.
Right.
Read Psalm 12:8. I'll give you the last word, Dan.
Okay. Well, with them keep repeating that, that is an absolute defeatist attitude that, well, we're supposed to watch Trump let everything go to crap in a handbasket so all this can be exposed. I mean, this is a playbook out of Satan's playground. This is unbelievable. These people actually believe this nonsense.
Yeah. Well, this is what they're listening to the mainstream media. That's why that conversation that they're having is that created language to make a lie sound truthful. That's what they're feeding on. They're listening to the mainstream media. They're listening to today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals. The best we have is the reason that we're in trouble today. We need to get back to the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution and that alone, because he is the only one that's going to spare us in his mercy if he's going to, in fact, spare us. I oftentimes wonder of Jeremiah, and I wonder if we're in a position right now where our wound is incurable, Dan, because there is a book of Lamentations. There is a book of Lamentations.
We're in a desperate battle to save the republic, and we've got people speaking this defeatist type stuff. We got to win this war. You realize,
amen.
You know how bad it is.
Yeah.
You know, but God bless you, Bradley. And thank you.
Have a great day. Here, I want to give you a word of encouragement. Okay. And here it is. God does not use a majority to prevail. He uses a minority. And that's exactly what we need to take heed to, because that is, in fact, the truth of the matter. We are to emulate those that have gone before us in the faith. And who are they? Our forefathers. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a quote in just a second here. Oh, my goodness. Look at the ads. Look at the ads, Bradley. I'm talking to myself here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, while I'm scrolling down right now, if you want to go ahead and check out, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, that's exactly where we're at. And that's where you can always find us. And I'm going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com because I want to give Dan, our friend from Ohio, a word of encouragement as to what our forefathers said. Samuel Adams, a son of liberty, he came up with the correspondence of committee back in 1772 to keep the colonies awake. That's what we're doing here today. He said it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. That's exactly what we're going to do. And that's exactly what we're going to continually do by the grace of God, because God doesn't use a majority to prevail. As a matter of fact, he does just the exact opposite. Ask Gideon. that no flesh should glory in his presence. Read 1 Corinthians, right? So the list goes on here. We're talking right now, friends, about our forefathers and what they taught us. They taught us resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Yeah, that's what they taught us, and that's who we're supposed to emulate, right? Hebrews 13:7. What I think about what I see today, it's so in stark contrast to what our forefathers did and taught us through their example that it sickens me. It reminds me of what Charles H. Spurgeon said, the Prince of Preachers. A time will come, and instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. That's exactly where we're at. That's exactly where we're at today, friends. I want to give you a couple quotes of historians and firsthand accounts of the Black Robe Regiment, what the church did to establish what we have today. In that of 1862, the preachers of the Revolution did not hesitate to attack the great political and social evils of their day. Now we're being told there's lines between church and state. Let me tell you where that comes from, directly from Roger Baldwin, the CEO of the ACLU. It's a communist organization. They don't have a leg to stand on lawfully, okay? The end of the ACLU is communism. That's where you're hearing that from. In perspective, Thomas Jefferson gave us a letter at Danbury Church in 1802, saying that there's an erected wall of lines between church and state, barring the government from what they're doing to us today. If that's not true, then why is it that all the way up until 1962, all of the things that they said were in play? Oh, my goodness. The revisionists have won out, haven't they? Oh, now we see the professors in the church today. That, what are they doing? They're parroting the ACLU. No such thing. Just wanted to let you know I'm here to liberate you with truth. To whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17. Before that, go back to John 8:32. Okay? We go back to another individual, and this one is in 1775. Since we are compelled to take up the sword in the necessary defense of our liberties, let us gird on the harness with firm defiance and with fixed purpose to part with our liberty only with our lives. This is Moses Mather, 1775. In 1777, William Gordon said, "We are not fighting against the name of a king, but the tyranny. And if we sailor that tyranny under another name, we only change our master without getting rid of slavery." You know, it's interesting because Thomas Jefferson's the one that said that he prefers tumultuous liberty over peaceful slavery. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. You know, the church in America, as they call themselves, nothing could be further from the truth. I see more hypocrites than I do anything. They can call themselves Christians all day long. They act more like the devil than they do Christ. And that's a fact. Read 1 John 2:4. "He that saith, I know him and keepeth his not his commandments, they're liars and the truth is not in them." They can't even tell you three of the Ten Commandments, and they call about how they've been led to Jesus. What led you to Jesus? I mean, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You can't find that. Oh, I wish some of you people would call in. I don't want your emails. I don't want your little shots that you take on or take at me on social media. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, the poorly armed ragtag Americans recruits set forth to do battle. In the process, they would turn the world upside down. James Adams said that. This is the Black Robe Regiment. They were on their game. Black Robe Regiment was given them as a sense of a slang from the king. Called them the Black Robe Regiment. They put it on themselves as a badge of honor. That's exactly right. Well, Bradley, you know, I'm still not quite convinced. Well, it matters not if you're convinced or not. I know the information that I'm giving you is spot on. And I know it's true. I want to give you a little bit more before our final segment, which is coming up just around the corner here. And I want you to listen carefully, because this was the national slogan during the War of Independence. Anybody know what it is? It's a big picture of Pharaoh being overthrown by the waves as the children of Israel are on the other side of the sea. Guess what it says? The slogan was, "Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God." That's what our forefathers established, friends. Is that what you're seeing today? Nope. You're seeing just the exact opposite. You know what? Submit to tyranny and reject God's moral commands. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You'll always find us over there, friends, if we're deplatformed again by big tech companies, which, by the way, we are in talks with attorneys right now with YouTube, not just Facebook, but also with YouTube now, folks. We're looking for Section 230 to fall, and we are going to lawfully deal with them, and rightfully so. People are sick and tired of their God-given rights being trampled underfoot by these big tech companies that think that their money answereth all matters, which Ecclesiastes, the preacher, did tell us that. But the fact of the matter is we're ruled by this by law in this country, not by people's money, right? The law is there to protect the little guy from the big guy, but they seem to want to educate you or indoctrinate you to believe that it's the other way around. We got Greg calling in from Tennessee. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. This is Greg in Mount Pleasant.
And hey, brother. How are you?
Hey, I woke up breathing. It's a good day.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
I just wanted to let you know, give you a statement of support in that I really enjoy how you tie these your knowledge of the Bible back to the subject matter. And listen, I've already gotten several text messages from all kinds of folks with positive feedback. So, I'm hoping they'll get brave and start calling in and you know, going one-on-one with all your knowledge and what you're talking about subject matter. But anyway, I just want to give you some a shout-out that you're doing a great job. I really like it.
I appreciate you, brother. I really do. And as a matter of fact, I spent some time with Greg in Mount Pleasant there, and we spent about an hour and a half together. We thought, well, this will be a half-hour conversation. We'll get to know Greg a little bit, see what he's about, see if it's going to work out, yay or nay. And we sat there for an hour and a half, and it was a great conversation, only to find out that you're a historian and you're the manager of the radio station. So go ahead and give yourself a shout-out right now. I gave you a shout-out during the first segment, but go ahead and tell us who you are, Greg, real quick, please.
Well, I'm Greg Combs. I have ownership of WXRQ 1460 AM in Mount Pleasant. We stream worldwide into 22 countries and typically run over a little over 100,000 listeners at times. And we're in the southern Middle Tennessee area. I spend a lot of time working in encryption for the federal and the state government here in Tennessee and at the federal level. And I think everything that I've done in the past, God was really preparing me for a ministry, which was radio ministry, to reach people who are homebound, who cannot leave their homes, and they're receiving the word through preaching. Amen. And through praise, the music that we pipe into folks' homes so that they can praise the Lord. And I think that this goes right along with it. You know, this is another aspect of how we learn about God and the word that you tie back to the subject matter that you're that is at hand and that everyone is, you know, they look on the news. But unfortunately, they may not be getting the right story. And I've already had text messages today saying, this is fantastic. This is the kind of word we need. Amen. To discern us from what is really the enemy is trying to take us away from the truth.
Amen.
And
I appreciate that.
So already, yeah, it's popular.
Folks, this is Greg Combs, manager from WXRQ out of Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. Greg, I totally appreciate you calling in, more than you know, and I'm so happy that we're connected in spirit as we are joint heirs with Christ, because we can do this together, and what it takes is courageous men. And I think the problem that we're seeing out there more than anything, folks, is the fact that men do not understand that men follow courage. They don't follow titles. But we still see a lot of people out there following titles. And we're to follow the Christ. And if we follow the line of tribe of Judah, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 1, that there's strong confidence to those that fear the Lord. And that is not a diabolical fear, but it's a filial fear. And we have strong confidence. And he also said that he makes his righteous bold as lions. So guess what? The apple doesn't fall too far from the righteous tree. Read John 15:8 when you get a moment, and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm saying here. Thank you again for your call, Greg. If I had 3 hours today alone, I could not get through this. There's so much information. I'm just here to tell you that your history is nothing short of the Lord's fingerprints upon everything that we are. And if it isn't, I'll tell you what, it's not what he established, but it's what the enemy established. And he tells me, the little leaveneth the whole lump. Get rid of the leaven. It's for the church to stand up and emulate our forefathers before God and under God to understand what the famous preacher said. What did he say? God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first get in the fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. That's why we have armor. It's a war. It's not a game. It's very real. It's very surreal. I'm sorry. It's very real to us that are in the fight. It's very surreal to those that are not. And I'll tell you what, there's way too many spectators watching their country go to hell in a handbasket. And God promised that he would do just that in Psalm 9:17. You know what? He also told the righteous, tell them it's well with them, but whoa, curse the wicked. And who are the wicked? Those that know to do right and do it not. Fact of the matter is, folks, this country is under judgment, and we need to get this right. America needs to repent before a just and a holy God, period. Read Exodus 20. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Matthew 3, 2. Mark 1, 17. Acts 2:38. The list goes on. This is an issue of our sin finding us out. And if you put that into context, Numbers 32:23, it's because those that went so far stopped before inheriting the promises. And the Lord told him, no, you're not going to stop there while others fight. He said, no, you get into it with them and make sure that what you start, you finish. I'm with you in all of this. I promised you the victory. Okay? The bottom line is, he said to those that just sat back and said, no, we just want to enjoy what we have now. Nope. He said, be sure that your sin will find you out. Put it into context. There's too much of that going on in America today. We have the power to right the wrongs under God, not in the majority, but in the minority, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It kind of reminds me on an individual basis, the guy that says, you know, it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight. It matters how big the fight is in the dog. Well, I'll tell you what, and I'm not demeaning the Holy Ghost. I speak as a man metaphorically. We serve a king. That is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The government is upon his shoulders. Who are we to denounce who he is? Who are we to limit the Holy One of Israel? We are not. Far be it from us to ever limit the Holy One of Israel. Oh, I can just hear some people say right now, you know what? I want to know the God of Moses too. Well, then do what Moses did. I want to know the God of David. Well, do what David did. I want to know the God of Gideon. Do what Gideon did. Jesus said to you, greater works will you do than I did because I go into my Father. That's what he said. In the book of John, the chapter 21, the very end, he said, even if all the books in the world, they couldn't contain the miracles that Jesus did, but yet Jesus looks at his church and he says to him, greater works will you do than I did. It is for us to prove the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in our time. The Lord said that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations, and he's talking to us, folks. He's the God of the living, not the God of the dead. He's talking to us. He's the one saying, prove me now in this. Call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Are you calling and are you acting accordingly on the backside of that calling? Folks, I'm telling you what, we better get this right. Because you need to understand the Lord gave us commandments, not suggestions. And until we get back to his commandments and understand that we need him on his term, nothing's going to change. That's the only way it's going to change. He is God, we are not. We are his subjects. We are his creation. And the way that he's glorified is when we meet his son, Jesus Christ, at the cross. Not around the cross, not dancing around the cross, not pretending to be Christians. No, but going all the way in and denying ourselves and taking up the cross and understanding to those that try to save their life, they're going to lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Also remember in Matthew 10 where he talks about if you love father and mother more than me, son or daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me. That means your love, your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength is given to him first. And then whatever comes after that, you take care of it. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. That's his order when we belong to him. And he said that he would answer us, Jeremiah 29:11-13. On his terms, and when we do that, he will add and he will take away what needs to be added and taken away. But I'll tell you what, in the presence of God, you don't care about anything else but you and him. You and him. It's about his glory. The flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence, were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. That's where we need to go. We need to make our appeal towards heaven and understanding that Jesus is the king. And when that happens, I'll tell you what, the hell is going to get kicked out of this country and the heaven's going to be restored in Jesus' name. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.